time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We do our weekly check into the world of real estate, both locally and what's impacting it nationally. Shane Mast joins us. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the hot topics for this week?
Sure. So we talked last Friday that this next week, which is this week, was going to be a big one. We had on Tuesday the CPI numbers, the Consumer Price Index, came out, and we were hoping that it would go down a little bit, and it did. So the CPI numbers dropped for the 11th straight month down to 4%. They were 4.9% in April. So this is or at their last meeting. So if you remember CPI, and remember that's basically what we call inflation, is Consumer Price Index. And inflation peaked out at 9.1% last July. And this is the whole reason why the Federal Reserve has been hiking interest rates, to get Americans to spend less money and get the inflation down. So it appears to be working. So what was really great about this week was we didn't have to wait to see what the Federal Reserve is going to do with those numbers, because they met the very next day, which was yesterday, and announced the first pause in interest rates. So they had 10 straight interest rate hikes. And that what we're talking about is the federal fund rate that the Federal Reserve controls. And they had gone from zero during COVID all the way up to 5.25. They didn't drop it, but they paused it, so they didn't raise it. And they're very, it doesn't mean they won't raise it again in the future, but this is, it's a good sign that we're at least nearing the end of these rate hikes. And the, if you look, the stock market really went up this week with all this news, and rates really haven't done anything because they didn't raise or lower them. So rates are about the same as they were a week ago, the high 6.95, around that range for your average conventional rate. But all in all, it shows us that we're nearing the end of these inflation increases. So I'd say good news for the real estate market overall.
What kind of reaction, if any of you, heard from potential buyers and sellers to that decision?
Well, I think a lot of people don't understand the decision. They think that rates are going to go down immediately because they paused, but that's not the case. It's they're just going to stay where they're at. So a lot of people got really excited and said, are rates going to go down? Probably not. Probably not even anytime this year are they going to start lowering them. And there's a good chance that economic data comes out and they raise again, but they're not raising every time anymore, at least not this time. And they don't meet again for 45 days. So nothing's going to happen with the rates other than, the bond traders that we don't have time to talk about it, but the 10-year treasury bond and mortgage-backed securities are getting bought and sold every single day. That's the only thing that's going to affect our rates for the next 45 days. But it really doesn't have an impact other than the long-term look at what's happened over the last year with the 10 straight hikes, and now they finally paused. So it's showing that we're near the end of it, but the as far as getting rates down in the fives again, probably not going to happen for the rest of this year. And they mentioned that in their remarks too, that they don't have any plans on dropping rates through the end of this year.
Locally, are we seeing also less reaction to the whole issue with the Fed and the rates, just given the fact that regardless of price, we still have a housing shortage? So there's always people looking for a place to live.
Yeah, exactly. And we do have a major housing shortage. I mean, people trying to get rentals right now. And we don't even do property management at Oregon Life Homes, but people are calling us looking for rentals all the time. And if we're hearing their stories of, they have to be out, somebody's selling their house, or they have to be out at a certain time, and they're applying at all these places and they can't get it. So there's a shortage of both rentals and places for sale. And even despite these high rates, there was an offer this week in Roseburg that had eight offers. This one property had eight offers, and it went for $55,000 over asking price.
Wow.
It doesn't seem to be affecting the buyer demand is still super high because of the low inventory, even though the rates are high.
So we're in the almost the official beginnings of summer here. I imagine you're seeing interest picking up in the market.
Yeah, for sure. We have the most pendings in our company right now that we've had in a long time, probably over a year. We're up over 80 buyers and sellers under contract right now. And if you look at Douglas County halfway through June, our active inventory has gone up a little bit. We have about 353 houses because more people, like we've talked in previous weeks, more people like to list this time of year for various reasons. There's already 70 pendings in the first 15 days of June and only 43 closings. So there were that's going to pick up, though. The second half of June, there's going to be a lot of closings because there were 148 pendings in May. So those things are all going to close end of June, early July. I would say we had 125 closings last month. I think we'll probably be close to that again this month. And we hadn't been in triple digits since last fall. So it's nice to it feels like a fairly normalized market again. If normal is there's not enough houses and it's starting to flip back towards that seller's market again.
And you talked last week about this with the weather right now. You're obviously able to get very good pictures of properties to get those online.
Yeah, they look great right now. The weather has been amazing. I think we might actually possibly get some rain on Sunday, so won't be taking any pictures that day. But it is nice when you don't have to plan your photo shoots around the weather, because I don't like having any water in my unless it's a water feature. I don't want to have anything wet in my photos because it just doesn't look as good. But yeah, right now weather looks great.
And are we still seeing people from outside the area looking at relocating to the Umpqua Valley?
Yeah, lots of people, and not as many out of states lately as we've been having, but people from like Bend and people from other parts of Oregon are moving into this area. I think I told you last week there were 23 homes that sold in May over $500,000, and the previous month there was only six. And we had about half of those in our company, and we just polled our agents. Where did these people come from? They were paying over $500,000, and 80% of them were from Oregon. Some of them even from Roseburg. Like they weren't the stereotypical California coming up with cash and buying these 500,000 plus houses. Most of them were people that sold their homes and had lots of equity right here in our own area.
Interesting. So less than a minute left. What else do you want to share with people?
Give a quick buyer tip. So because of people are selling their houses right now for about 97.5% of list price. So you're only going to get 2.5% off the final sales price. So you shouldn't be looking too far outside your budget. But, you should keep an eye on things when they get to about 2 to 3 weeks on market. That's when people are going to do price drops. There's more price drops in the last week than any time since November. So keep an eye on stuff. If it's $30,000-$40,000 outside your budget, don't go in there in the first week. Wait and see what happens. 2 to 3 weeks are about to do a price drop. That's when you can get those big prices knocked down.
All right. Give folks your contact information.
Sure. Our phone number is 541-391-4945, and you can look us up online at theoregonlife.com.
All right, Shane, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.